I'm Liza.
And I'm Kristen.
And together we are the Empowered Caregivers.
We've been talking about Love, Inc. and its services with Stephanie Prim, and she was giving us a lot of great insight to her experience with her brother. And we're asking her now in this segment to talk a little bit more about a general picture or a general perspective that she has from her experience that she can give to those of us that are family caregivers. And so what I guess I'm trying to ask you, Stephanie, is what would you like to see happen to support family caregivers in a big picture way?
Yeah, so thank you for that question. I really think that, first of all, just that term family caregiver, I think sometimes people don't realize they are a caregiver. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think about it as if you're a person who, when you have someone in your life that when the phone rings and it's that person, you know you have to answer. Your heart gets in your throat a little bit and you're like, oh no, is this good news? Is this bad news? Yep. Is this... If you have that person, you are a family caregiver. And that stress, that anxiety, that constant like being maybe on edge a little bit, that wears a person down.
Yeah.
And
what an excellent way to put that too. I just got the chills when you said that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, we all have, I mean, and maybe most of us, I think anyone who's been a parent can probably relate to that too. But one thing that's unique for folks and families that we work with at Love, Inc. is these are parents whose job never ends.
Right.
Right. Mm. Their child turns 18 and they may still be providing, help with them in the bathroom.
Yep.
They may still be helping them make a meal or feeding them. And that load is heavy, and there's not really a recognition of the burden of that. And a lot of the services that are out there that are designed to support folks with disabilities kind of leave the caregiver out of the equation.
Exactly. Right? And so that's why, again, from your perspective, what do you think would be some of the best ways that what are the things that we could do here with our show or with our business, the Empowered Caregiver Community, and the programming that we want to do? What do you think should be our focus for this group that you're saying gets left out?
Yeah, so I think bringing awareness to their existence, but then also recognizing that there are supports or interventions that are necessary for parent caregivers who are providing billions of dollars per year of caregiving services to these individuals with disabilities. If folks like you guys weren't able to provide the support to your children that you're providing, it would be really expensive.
True.
Right? And so I think more funding for the supports and services that folks with disabilities rely on would be really essential. And support for caregivers who are doing most of that work right now in our society.
Right. Have you seen anything in any other communities, like a specific type of support? It's okay if you say no. I'm just kind of asking if there's...
You know, I don't have a specific example.
Right, yeah. And, I think it's because we're at the beginning of this and we're, trying to do this from the ground up.
Mm-hmm. No, and I love the emphasis that you put on the value of the unpaid services, which there is a statistic out there that it's approximately $470 billion a year.
Absolutely.
Of unpaid support that family caregivers give. So I'm just wondering, is there anything specific that you would like to promote about Love, Inc.?
Sure. Yeah. So we are a growing organization. I mentioned the Bridge Builder Project, but we have a lot of supports and services that are really designed to help families who have a loved one with a disability who maybe is... they're at a life transition, right? Mm-hmm. So we have workshops to help families whose son or daughter is ready to move out, or maybe mom and dad are ready for their son or daughter to move out and need some support to kind of work through the steps of that process, because it can be really involved. It's a lot more complicated.
Right. And that workshop series is called what again?
It's called the Moving On Workshops.
And I think you're one of the few people in town that's doing that. I'm excited for when we're at that point to know that there's something there. So thank you for having that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're one of the few people that are doing a lot of cool things.
Yeah. Yeah. We also have a workshop series called the Fearless Future Workshops, and that's for families who are looking at a future where maybe as parental caregivers, you're not going to be available in the way that you are right now. And recognizing that there's a lot of information that needs to be passed on to people who are going to be stepping up as you kind of have to step back. And
yep.
collecting that information into a single toolkit that can be shared with those future caregivers, whether it's a sibling like me, a niece or a nephew, a cousin. Mm-hmm. That's really critical.
How wonderful. Yeah. A guidebook, manual. Where was that? Where was that for me?
Exactly. But also, again, you're addressing some of the biggest fears that parent caregivers have. And I don't know anyone else in town who's doing it.
Right. And we wrote that workbook, the Fearless Future workbook, out of an actual need. So about 6 years ago, I was sitting in the hospital room of a very dear friend of mine who had a son with a disability. She was dying, and she knew she was dying.
Sure.
She had only known she was dying for about 6 weeks before she died, and it was so fast and so unexpected. And I sat with her and her family in the hospital room and tried to ask as many questions as I could and write it down for her family, because she was not going to be there in another month's time to be able to share this information. And I said to myself, and I said to the other families in Love Inc., I'm not doing that again.
Right.
That's not a way that anybody wants to do that. Let's be prepared. Let's be proactive. And so I worked with a group of families to come up with this toolkit. And we offer it to any family who wants to participate in the workshop series. We offer them at least once or twice a year, every year.
That's wonderful. And that is one of the RAISE goals as well, is the family preparedness. Is am I saying that right?
Yep, yes, exactly.
Yes. Because so many families are just trying to make it through the end of the day, right?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of stuff in this toolkit that you wouldn't expect. So there's things like, you know, financial planning. Obviously, people think about that when they think about the future planning. But there's also silly things like, what do we do for the holidays? Oh. What about birthdays? How do we celebrate our birthdays?
Wow. Oh, that's great.
What size shoe does this person wear? Where are the bank accounts? Right?
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many details that you start to think about, and it's overwhelming. Right?
Well, definitely. And, you know, with Nicole and all of the stuff that she has going on, medication is always a red flag to me, and
absolutely.
Paying attention to what's changing and all that, and where am I keeping that for the people that are going to have to be there. So, wow, Stephanie, you are just an inspiration. We appreciate you being here so much. It's a great way to start this whole process of building our community. Like you said, just starting to let people know that we're out there. We're glad that we can start letting people know that you're out there, because what an amazing resource that you guys have all developed. And you should be really proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. You're definitely a valuable part to our community. And so thank you so much for your work.
It's a privilege to be here.
Aw, thanks.
You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. We will be back in just a few moments.